This presidential election has exposed deep divisions across the country and a divide within Washington state, which did not vote for President-elect Donald Trump. KUOW's David Hyde reports on what path state Republicans take from here.
There was shock in Seattle last night, but the party was on at the Hyatt Regency over in Bellevue, where Republicans gathered to await the election result. Earlier in the night, some Trump supporters, like Michael Chafee of Woodinville, were holding back.
I gotta wait. Is it gonna be a pity drink or a celebration drink, right?
And then the good news for Donald Trump really started to roll in.
Are we having fun yet?
Washington State GOP Chairman Susan Hutchison. She's been a big Trump supporter all year and even made national news when she called Senator Ted Cruz a traitor at the Republican National Convention for not endorsing Donald Trump. But tonight in Bellevue, it's a very different mood.
There's a message being sent here today, and it's not Republican versus Democrat. It's the common man versus the elites. I've seen this over and over and over in the last few months.
And Hutchison believes the election results should be a wake-up call for liberal leaders in Seattle.
And if there's one thing that the people of Seattle who run Seattle have to start paying attention to, it's the folks out there who are suffering right now with a lot of their bad policies, whether it's property taxes going up, whether it's the homeless situation, whether it's jobs. All of these experiments they're trying in Seattle have harmed regular people.
But the message sent by Washington state voters last night is more of a mixed bag for Republicans. Democrat Hillary Clinton took the state, Democratic Senator Patty Murray defeated Republican Chris Vance, and Democratic Governor Jay Inslee defeated Republican Bill Bryan. This inability to win the biggest statewide offices has led some Republicans to call for a new direction in the state party, with messages that appeal to people all over the state. But tonight in Bellevue, it's all smiles and drinks and even song. Freddie Simpson is vice chair of the Chelan County Republican Party.
Go, Trump, go! Go, Trump, go! Hey, America, what do you say Trump is going to save the day?
In Bellevue, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.
Go Trump.